This is Here and Now. The CDC now says some romaine lettuce is safe to eat. The government traced the outbreak of E. coli to romaine grown in California's Central Coast region, so romaine that isn't grown there is considered okay. Martin Weidman is professor of food science at Cornell University. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. So how do you think the CDC handled this outbreak of E. coli, issuing a warning the other day that said, outbreak alert, do not eat any romaine lettuce, including whole heads and hearts, chopped organic and salad mixes with romaine until we learn more. If you don't know if it's romaine or can't confirm the source, don't eat it.
This was a tough one for CDC and I think for all of us. And the backstory here is that we had a very similar outbreak about a year ago, December, January. And I think because of that outbreak, everyone was very nervous because we knew that this outbreak was caused by the same strain as back then. It is unusual to put out such a broad warning for such a, you know, popular and commonly consumed item. But I think CDC just needed more time and probably thought they had to do something before Thanksgiving.
Well, of course, you don't want anyone to get sick or die from E. coli. You also don't really want to maybe, you know, cause a lot of economic harm to producers of romaine lettuce that didn't do anything wrong, that their lettuce is completely safe to eat, and we're going to be wasting a lot of food because of this warning.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the challenges we have. As we get better and better tools to detect smaller and smaller outbreaks, when do we put out these broad-based warnings to basically take off a commonly consumed food completely? And how long do we wait until we know more specifics, which company, which area?
Well, and is the best way to get the word out a warning like that? I was out over the weekend at a restaurant and I watched a Caesar salad go by, but it had kale in it rather than romaine. And I wondered, is every restaurant, is every store around the country really aware of the latest of what they're allowed to put out there and what they're not, just because the CDC puts out an alert like that?
So technically, one could argue this is not your typical recall where, you know, you have a certain company saying company X recalled their romaine mm-hmm. in bags, and then they have to inform all of their customers that purchased the product. In this case, it's really a broad do not consume warning. We really don't know how to most effectively bring this down to everyone. And even with the classical recalls, which is one company, a specific product, we've had problems in the past, and we often had product that was recalled still served after the recall was announced.
Don't we have the capability, though, to really be more specific at this point? Like, what is the capability right now of CDC to figure out that it was this particular producer of lettuce that was the problem, and so we'll just issue a warning about this rather than all romaine?
It is very hard to get that specific, because one thing we need to remember is we don't have any romaine lettuce that tested positive for this E. coli. Mm. Sometimes this can be a few days of harvest that are contaminated. They then consumed, and by the time we identify an outbreak, all of that product already disappeared. It becomes then very, very difficult to trace it back because people don't write down lot numbers on the bags of romaine they eat.
Should they have
that specificity. I don't think so. I think that's probably overkill for all products. But I do think as we move towards different food distribution, e-commerce, it will become easier and easier for people. But then if you purchase local produce, you know, a roadside stand or a store around the corner, often it doesn't even have a lot number attached to it. So,
but if you purchase local produce, you're not going to have a nationwide problem. It'll just be a problem in your local area probably.
Yeah, but that's what one would hope for. But it depends on where some of this product that is sold locally in a store might not always mm-hmm. be sourced locally too. I think we have to be realistic there.
So what would you advise consumers at this point? Because it's only been a matter of days since this outbreak was brought to our attention. I mean, I don't really feel comfortable having romaine for at least another week or two, I would say, until it all clears out through the system. But is that irrational of me?
Probably wouldn't call it irrational, but I don't think I would go that far. I think CDC, FDA are very clear that as soon as you have product that is labeled with an origin, where you know it came from Mexico, came from Florida, came from the desert regions in California, that product is safe to consume. But if you see romaine lettuce that is not clearly labeled with a country or an origin where it was produced, I would probably not necessarily take that one.
This is, as you said, the second E. coli outbreak associated with romaine lettuce in the last year. Is there something inherently unsafe about romaine?
No, I don't think there's anything. We don't have any evidence there's something specifically problematic with romaine more so than others. This one is another example. It shows that the system is working. We have a very good system to detect outbreaks when they're much smaller than when they used to be. This outbreak probably wouldn't have been detected 8 or 10 years ago. Now with better tools, DNA fingerprinting, better surveillance, we try to find out what the cause is and try to fix it to continuously improve the food system. So in my mind, no need to stay away from romaine in general.
That's Martin Weidman, professor in the Department of Food Science at Cornell University. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.